It's about 20 minutes after 7 here at the Big Ape. All right. It's been a while, but we haven't forgotten what it must be like to strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and become a lawman. Well, the department has been catering to all the latest human rights laws, but they just passed one that's got your blood to boiling. Hell, you didn't mind when they let every minority in the world ride the patrol cars with you. That's the way of the world. You can change with the times. You did it. You're a lawman. You always follow orders. And you didn't mind when they put women in the patrol cars. You figured, ah, what the hell? But finally, they've committed the ultimate injustice. The department has hired their first limp-wristed lawman. And you're disgusted. First of all, he wears a paisley uniform with saddle shoes. And he doesn't carry a .357. He carries a gun that's got a cork in the end of it. He's got licorice sticks in his bullet holes on his belt. And he drives a pink patrol car with a siren that goes, ooh, 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 ooh. Patrol car. They want you to show them what it's like out in the streets. They assign them to you because they know you're grizzled. You got guts. You'll keep them from getting killed. Holy jeez. So the first day out, there he is, skipping down the hallway in the squad room. Oh, I'm gonna be a policeman, policeman, policeman. And then he sees you and he goes, oh, hey, big boy. And you go, jeez, and lean over the water fountain and vomit! Vomit your lunch, your dinner, the banquet you had when you got married 30 years ago. You vomit your whole life out. Then you say, excuse me, get the car, please. Yeah, so the two of you are riding along in the patrol car, and you're really nervous because he keeps looking at you, saying things like, you know, you really should do something with your hair. It makes you look 15 years older that way. You say, oh, shut up, will you? Just shut up and watch for criminals, for crying out loud. Well, finally, you get a call to go to a barroom brawl, and you send him in there first just to see how he works, and he runs up to the guys fighting and says, now, boys, you really must stop this, you know. You're going to cause skin laceration. Boys! Finally, it looks like they're going to pummel him to death when you step in with one meaty hand. You break the whole thing up, huh? You put him in the back of the patrol car with the two criminals to make sure they don't get out of hand. And by the time you get to jail, they all tangled up in there like a pretzel. Oh, you let him lead them into the squad room, and he squeals delightedly. Please book us all. And they ask me why I drink.